Just like my last several audio booze, I'm going to try my best not to cough in your face. Well, it looks like I've got 2012 off to the right start. I'm restarting, sort of rebooting DIYSciFi.com. Well, which actually right now I'm not using the .com. Right now the blog is located at DIYSciFi, one word, .wordpress.com. And it's a blog I actually started last year. Excuse me, for the purposes of trying to figure out and sort of share information about old school science fiction special effects, things like model building, old school matte painting, that sort of thing. The best way to think of it is imagine all those, you know, supremely awesome, supremely awesome movies that were made in the 80s. You know, everything from Wrath of Khan to, obviously, the Star Wars movies. You know, those kinds of movies. But it's not really just about those. Star Trek and Star Wars, obviously, are the most high profile. But there were many other movies that came out around the same time, which, in some cases, I feel like the special effects were a little bit better. Told the story a little bit better. One of the perfect examples, two perfect examples actually, if you really want to see this kind of artistry at its apex, I love the movie Alien and Aliens. I think they're both just extraordinary. I mean, just really, really freaking amazing. The movie Alien, you could learn almost everything you want to know about filmmaking just by watching that movie. It's really incredible. And that's not even getting into the special effects, which are extraordinary, and the design is extraordinary, and because you got to have both of those. That's the real key, is that it comes from it has to be a perfect marriage of design and special effect. And part of the reason I started the blog last year was because I'm very much of the opinion that filmmaking is changing, and I think it's changing pretty dramatically. And one of the big dramatic changes you're going to see is that as it gets more and more difficult to get good quality movies made sort of in the mainstream and released in theaters. Sorry, I keep having to pause and cough a little bit. But I think you're also going to see, you know, with the decline of the big budget movies, and rest assured, they're in decline. I think you're going to see a big upswing in smaller genre films that are going to be released independently via the internet. This just seems to kind of make sense now, because a lot of the same toys that you used to need a studio for when it came to making a film of sort of genre, whether it's horror or sci-fi or anything like that. I mean, you know, these things require some kind of a budget because they require a little bit more in the way of visual effects, special effects, that sort of thing. And now it's very relatively easy to shoot a movie, and you know, with the use of computers and all that, it's easy to composite, and of course there's CGI and that sort of thing. But the real key about CGI is that it's not as easy as people make it out to be. Now I say that coming from, you know, I work with Blender, and I've worked with Maya and Lightwave and many other 3D Studio Max and so on. So there's a definite place for CGI in film, but I think that one of the cooler things I'm kind of expecting out of a lot of these smaller films that are going to be coming our way is going to be a return to some more traditional methods of special effects and visual effects. The reason, I think, is it just makes sense. It's, you know, there's going to be a sort of a style that people will begin to pick up on when it comes to doing old school special effects this way that are just really pleasing to the eye. And even though it seems like, you know, doing a computer special effect or a CGI spaceship or something is always the way to go, I think a lot of filmmakers are going to find that it's going to look a little flat. You know, far from taking away from CGI artists, which I think are extraordinary, because they can do some really, really amazing work. Quite the opposite. I'm basically giving them their credit because it's not as easy, I think, as the you know, the amateur independent filmmaker might expect just to do a, you know, a CGI spaceship. It's not that easy, and it takes a lot of work and a lot of know-how and a lot of expertise to really pull it off. And I feel like that it may be that for some smaller filmmakers, doing the old-school method of models might be preferable in some circumstances because it may be a little easier to set that up. That's something that the learning curve is, excuse me, maybe not quite as steep as learning full-out, you know, photorealistic CGI. Anyway, so the blog is DIY Sci-Fi, and you can check it out at diysci-fi.wordpress.com for now, anyway. I've got the .com, but I'm still working on the website. Just check it out. And if you're into filmmaking, then you may really enjoy it.